Welcome to the Destruction Podcast. We are here in Ray's bunker because my garage is too goddamn cold. And we are playing an ancient fucking game, but not as ancient as the one you heard last week. This is Axis and Allies Pacific with some really fucked up rules that we're going to go through periodically through the episode. But first of all, let's introduce the players. As Japan,
Rayman.
As America and China,
Mugsy Man.
And myself, David Hayes, as Australia and India. And Ray and I have played this together once.
Mugsy, years ago.
Have you ever played it?
Yeah.
You played it once?
Yeah.
So we have limited experience, and we're going to have some fucking fun today trying to figure this shit out.
So listen up, Larry. This was kind of the flop we're bringing back to life here.
The flop. There's some interesting rules in it that have popped up in other games. A lot of the prices are the same. Battleships are still their ridiculous $24.
Intriguing.
Yeah. The fighters and bombers are the same price, 12 and 15.
Taking two hits, though.
Yes. Transports are $8, but they still defended one and can carry...
The transport load is out.
Yeah, they can carry a tank, or they can carry two of anything else. So two artillery, or two infantry.
Or two battleships.
Yes, or two, yeah. Or two AK-AKs, or an infantry and an AK-AK, an infantry and an artillery, or, you know. But if it's got a tank, that's all it can carry. Destroyers can carry an infantry with a shore barrage of two.
Very different.
They attack at three, and they are $12.
Yeah, but if they're carrying, they can't attack.
Right. Yeah, they can.
On offshore?
They can barrage and drop?
Oh, no, no. You can never do that. You can never attack in a naval fight and do a shore barrage.
You can never really do this.
You can drop and shore barrage.
Not naval fight.
Well, beautiful.
Shore barrage.
They're like the cruisers in New World.
Yeah, exactly. Kind $12. They're expensive, and they have anti-sub capabilities. There's the combat air patrol rule where you can... scramble your fighters prior or during non-combat move rather than during being attacked like in global.
In a non-combat, defensive mode.
Interesting rules. And anyway, the most awesome rule in this fucking game is Japan's opening attack. In the first round, Japan attacks whoever the hell they want to, and whoever they attack defends at a one. So you're, if Japan comes into Pearl Harbor, Pearl's got, what's that, two battleships?
Yeah.
Two battleships, a destroyer, a transport, that would be four ones.
As opposed to a one, a two, and two fours.
Right. Destroyer, a think defends at three as well. I'm not sure I'm going to look that up.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, recap people. Then it would be a one with the two fours and the destroyer being a
three.
Three.
So yeah, so that makes it a fucking almost guaranteed. Why the fuck wouldn't you attack?
Yeah. I'm attacking at normal strength, like Dave says, and defenders all one.
Plus, this is probably a base.
If anybody's looking at the map right now, yeah.
Naval bases, air bases.
For the first time, if anybody's looking at the map, you'll see that Asia means absolutely nothing. It's a little tiny corner up in the right-hand side, or left-hand side for you folks. And the States, a little slice along the right, it's all Pacific. Yep. So it should be interesting.
A lot of naval battles.
Naval base and air base there. Just so you know.
I'm sure some of you out there may even have more experience at this game than us. If you do, please send your comments to
destruction@gmail.com. Thank you, Ray. And you can't possibly have less experience than us unless you have never even heard it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Pretty much. So I can die.
Dog, I'm almost afraid to move.
Listen, I just
I mean, I want to attack, but it's like, what am I going to end up with?
Everything.
I know. Everything I know. We've learned that. Remember, we did play once before.
The only thing I don't get is, where's the money?
And what is this? That's a huge force coming out of India.
You got nothing
with all them McRondell's.
You got nothing inside, huh?
I got... Oh, you know what? I might not even have finished my setup. Siam. No. Oh, no, I've gone through this checklist. We're good. It's all C-zones. Look at the C-zones I got. Well, I guess everybody's got the same. Excuse me. Okay, I'm in purchasing mode. What do I need? Like, this is stupid. I could... None of these are worth anything. So you gotta maneuver troops. Take a clusterfuck one, clusterfuck two, try to get it. By that time, Burma Road. So hard. Over here.
Wow. Why wouldn't you just ignore going north then in China and go south towards the Burma Road? Why would you even bother?
Well, this, you'd have to go north to get to the top of the Burma.
Yeah, but
you'd have to go west. I'm going directly west and then northwest, kind of, to get to the top of Burma. You saying going around?
Money. This is what we collect over there.
75. Yeah, we should get our money out here. Payday.
You know, this opening round, people, it's very difficult to decide what on earth are you going to need after all this onslaught of plastic pieces. So, apparently destroyers are important in this game.
Japan's opening turn is going to be a bit of a bitch. It's huge.
Well, Isaac and I learned from the last time we have played, and maybe the time I played with you, and I was just telling our good listeners here that, and Isaac actually started it, you have to go full bore. Head down, fucking ram in, because...
Open around?
Yeah, you got to take advantage. The problem is, you take advantage of it. Look what is down here in this India area. You're talking so many guys that...
Yeah.
But, anyways.
Britain doesn't have a lot of Navy to start, though.
I can stand over here. I got a wicked glare right here.
Even the States doesn't really have much, if you look at it. I mean, it's all the way over here. San Francisco.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen. I attack that. I come in with full combat value. You hit.
And then I retaliate. I've got this.
And then you retaliate with all of that, and what's left?
Yeah.
Maybe a plane of mine that dies anyways because I can't retreat one adjacent zone.
So in this case, I cannot put this fighter up to defend right now. It has to be in my movements of non-combat on a turn before.
Non-combat is when you do the
cap
move, combat air patrol. I've got something I could point out to him, but I'm not gonna. He knows what he's doing. He's played Axis and Allies before.
I know, but there's so many variables in this opening move, it's unbelievable. See, I'd love a factory here. It's almost untouchable first round. For those who are listening, Shantung, which is basically the bottom of Manchuria. It's worth 3. Factory would be nice there. It's
you
almost
can't
in
buy
touch.
A factory. Only I can buy factories.
Only Americans
oh,
buy factories.
Oh, right! Oh!
You need transports.
I got
and
transports.
And you start with fucking holy shit.
I got
shit.
Transports up to Ying Yang. Okay, disregard all that information. Keep it.
2, 4, 6, 8 transports. Nine transports plus how many
carrier.
Destroyers? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where's the 9? 1, 2.
There's one there.
Oh, that one, yeah. Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, I used a couple of different
sneaky Charlie
varieties. Plus, I got all these destroyers.
Yeah,
which
more destroyers you can carry infantry.
Yeah, the Buffalo.
And cruising around through the Pacific.
Oh, no.
So, Betty. And say it to himself.
Oh no.
Get away from the Betty. Hope he don't bomb me. Oh no, he's gonna bomb me.
Well, guess what?
Guess I'll have to turn around and bomb him back. Because guess what? There was a Buffalo fighter, wasn't there? Or was that a troop transport? Was there a U.S. aircraft called the Buffalo?
Oh yeah, I worked on that. I was qualified on the Buffalo. It was a. Yeah, it was an excellent search and rescue vehicle for a fixed wing. And, fuck, they even had plans. the states wanted to buy them, take bleed air off the engines, run it along in little tubes, the leading edge of the main plane, and little ports pump the air up over top of the fucking upper camber of the aircraft wing, therefore making it go even slower for a surge and rescue.
Oh, yeah?
You could take bleed air off the engines and almost make it fly itself. Almost. You couldn't, because you needed.
You have to get up to speed first.
You get up to speed and then just shoot this bleed air off the engine over. You could slow down so slow you could just hover almost like a...
That's cool.
Yeah. Jammer. They never did that. They scrapped it and we sold the rest of ours to the States. Yeah, the Buffalo. Fucking great. When you walk on the Buffalo, and it's a big aircraft, when you walk on it, it moves. And you think, oh, this feels really weird walking on an aircraft that's that large that you actually make it bounce.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because you walk onto a Herc, nothing moves.
No.
Okay, sorry to talk to Ray.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Japan. I'm going to read up on convoy routes again.
Convoy routes. Not a route, it's a route.
Route, route, tomato, tomato, potato, bud. Jameson.
Jameson.
Whiskey.
Okay, I get it. Convoy routes.
What is the...
Well, we've got these convoy centers, and they're marked for dollar points.
Aye.
And they're easy to figure out. Convoy routes are rondelles outside of islands.
That have the square boxes around them.
No, no, no. Those are the convoy centers. Convoy routes are like down here in Sumatra, there's an Australian.
Oh, it's the route.
That's what I said.
Route. Yes, gotcha. It's the route. It's the sortie.
You done?
All right.
Okay, just do your Japanese.
I am. I'm trying, but you can't keep interfering.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, sorry, listeners.
So if he come in here and took over this route, he would put a rondelle on it, and we would reduce Australia's income by whatever that value is, $3.
Of the land?
Right.
What?
So Australia's money would go down $3, yeah. Because what that represents is, this is worth $3 because of its resources, right? Sumatra is worth $3 because of the resources it provides to the empire. If the Japanese control that convoy route, none of those resources can get off the island, you don't get that $3. So you move Australia's money down. So in order to collect the $3 from Sumatra, you not only have to control the land, but you also have to control the waters around it. Not all the time, you don't have to have a ship there, but you have to control that route by taking it over either by killing the Japanese ships in it or just moving into it after the Japanese move out. Sort of deal.
Is it two-hit battleships?
It is two-hit battleships. So you're going to need six hits in that C-zone. There's one. Oh my god. Lucius tweeted Harbaugh in New Orleans. Did Baltimore beat New England? Sorry, folks, we're recording on the 20th of January. We're in a bunker with no outside communication with the world.
We got beers in the window.
Beers in the window. I'm not complaining about the bunker. I'm just saying. I don't know.
We're below ground grade.
Who won the championship football games? I do know San Francisco won. And it looks like Lucius is tweeting that Baltimore won against New England, which makes me happier than a pig in poop. Oh my god, 28-13. Go Baltimore! Ray Lewis is going back to the Super Bowl. And two fucking jerk-off Harbaugh brother coaches are going to be coaching against each other. I hope Baltimore wins.
Who's the other team?
San Francisco. Really? Super Bowl's Baltimore versus San Francisco.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm pretty sure whoever's hosting that on television is going, this is a ratings nightmare.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Everybody's
fuck Tom Brady. fuck the New England Patriots and anybody that likes them, even you, dear listener.
Dear listener.
If you're a fan of the New England Patriots, go fuck yourself. And no, I'm not as drunk as I was last week.
So I mean it even more.
I'm cold sober. I ain't joking around. Go fuck yourself. With a hammer.
With a hammer. And while you're at it, eat a bag of dicks. The whole bag.
That was Ray. I do not advocate eating human flesh.
Thanks, David. That's the kind of fucker.
Ray is a zombie motherfucker. Likes to eat dick. Apparently.
Think you're gonna get me there? Just a couple of ones.
Ooh.
You're three ones.
Wind of beer is freezing my neck.
When the beer can be closed.
That's a phrase, listeners, you're going to hear for the next few months.
We're in Canada.
As we play in the bunker, it's freezing cold. And rather than use electricity to keep our beers...
It's not freezing cold in here.
Not in here.
But out there it
out
is.
Out in Canada it is.
Yes.
Out in Canada.
But in the bunker, we're warm. Well,
still good.
And we're right next to Canada.
We are Canada.
In the bunker. So the windows providing the coldness for the beers.
Can I bring in sponges?
Right, so we got our windows, or our beers sitting in the window, and we're referring to them as window beers or window beers.
Window beers? Thank you.
I'm Professor Windebeer, as I am closest to the.
I'm Will Windebeer.
And I am Doug Windebeer.
Doug Windebeer. Who needs a Windebeer?
Because I'm in the dugout.
No. Well, I might as well.
It'll stay colder in the window.
Yeah. Oh. All right. It's not that hard. Punch the window.
Punch you. Oh, you need one.
I need one like crazy.
Oh, don't need his empties underfoot.
Underfoot. Oh, yeah, that's a great refrigerator.
Underfoot.
He loves you. Refrigerator.
I love you.
And you know that. Can't be bad. Apparently, I left my headphones in my pants.
Well, it's a good thing your dick can listen to your ass.
That's right, Tandy just texted me, hey, headphones are not machine washable.
So uh-oh.
I think those were my Bills headphones I've been looking for.
Couldn't have happened to a better team, Dave.
Found them. They're in my pants.
Right where I left
in the washer. Yeah,
sure right where they belong.
All right, Ray, we're 20 minutes in.
And you haven't done anything.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to listen to the Beach Boys. You guys won't shut up.
Beach Boys just came on.
You shouldn't have done that, ridiculous. Dave. That's a big mistake.
Oh. I don't want to get sued by the Beach Boys lawyers.
Why?
Through the speaker.
We don't have permission to talk about them.
You know how much money we're making on this podcast?
Yeah. You know how much it costs us to run this podcast, people?
Nothing.
That's right. So we don't want nothing.
It's practically free. And we make nothing, so it works out good.
We don't want to make anything. We are early birds from the 60s and 70s and 80s.
So, Brian Wilson, don't sue us, because we ain't got nothing.
Just stay in your room, Brian. Nothing's going on out here.
That's right. Oh.
Have you ever noticed this? Look at that.
Have you ever noticed?
That is fucking sweet.
Maybe in a year.
Although this is a U.S. Naval unit, why does it say United States Air Force on the bottom of this boat?
And then I can be crushing... I'm afraid to move people, but at the same time, you're fucking dead. One, two.
The Air Force and the Marines both recognize the valiant service of the United States Navy. Whenever there's a fight that they need to get to, the Navy's good enough to take them there.
Well,
give them a ride.
Only have to be.
You boys are good enough to give us a ride.
We're looking at one of our...
That's one of my favorite lines in the movie.
Thanks for your help, Navy.
Painting and decals and everything.
But the Air Force has been here for a week and a half.
Talking about the decal for you.
Yeah.
Interrupting me.
I'm talking about a line from Few Good Men.
You are, yeah, I know, I caught that.
Kevin Bacon, I love that line. What a great line.
I don't really like Kevin Bacon.
I like you Navy boys. Whenever we need to go fight somebody, you guys are good enough to give us a ride.
Kevin Bacon's an awesome actor.
Love Bacon.
They used to play a game called the Kevin Bacon game. You name a movie and name someone that is related or has practiced or has acted or has type of combination all the way back to Kevin Bacon. You can almost
six degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon is called. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what do I do for taking that off?
It's a rule of the universe, or of...
Do I just move this up?
Human society.
One?
That you can create 6 degrees of separation between you and anyone else in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, because he's related to... Because
he's been into so many different movies with so many different people. You can relate Kevin Bacon.
Who is these guys? The purple. Is this guy down?
No, it's
can't go
that's
down.
Dutch.
Yeah, but where's Dutch?
Oh, that's a good question. What happens when the Dutch
I went up once.
Said over. The purple territory was owned by Australia.
Oh, Australia. Some of Australia down for the Dutch territory.
I don't know. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I took one. I started here. So I went up
9, 10.
No, you don't have to add it up. We got to keep track of this because.
So it just stays there? Your rondel just stays there under mine?
No, I got to move mine down, and you did. There.
I just wanted to double check.
We just traded spaces, bro. That's all.
I kind of wish I had something to protect that, and I do. I think I'm going to come down here and see what you got.
It's non-com.
Like yeah, I guess. There's no offshore barrage. You're right.
That's a common move to make a fucking opponent forget about his non-combat moves. When he wants to do them in combat move, you say, hey man, you can't do that. That's a non-com. And then they forget in non-com.
Chances are they forgot that's again, right. Yes. What's that? I'm gonna come down here. 1, 2, 3, 4. If I can land in Formosa.
Listeners, while Ray's making his moves for Japan, I want to run something past you. I'm looking up in Ray's closet here. We don't get out to Ray's very much. It's wintertime, so we're here now. And I'm noticing 3 games you might be familiar with.
From the Game Master Series.
Ray, shut the hell up and do Japan's move. You take too long, hasn't
it? Thanks, Larry.
From the Game Master Series, Fortress America, Conquest of the Empire, and Shogun, which is... also called Samurai Sword, and which has also been re-released and called Ikusa.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We got these 3 games, and generally on Destruction we play Axis and Allies. But I mean, we don't mind mixing something different in once in a while. This is the first time game for us on the podcast playing Axis and Allies Pacific, but still Axis and Allies game.
It's a Game Master Series, yes.
Right. If you want to give us some feedback and say, hey, why don't you guys play Fortress America or Conquest or Shogun or something else, let us know, because we're open to playing different shit. We know that listening to the same shit week in and week out is, boring as fuck. Let us know. Go on the blog, dicestruction@blogspot.ca, or email us at destruction@gmail.com, or shoot me a line. I'm most holy on the AxisandAllies.org boards. Let us know. We've got some other games here. We could play Rummy or fucking Canaster or whatever, you know.
Tiddlywinks.
You know,
it's all gonna end up in the same drunken revelry, no matter what we play, anyhow. So I don't know if there's too much gameplay that's actually being attended to in our missions.
I'm trying to move and talk at the same time, but if anybody out there has any input on how they enjoyed Conquest for the Empire, please tell me. Did you run out of roads? Did you actually take over anything? Is there any actual finish to that game?
I have never played it.
You run out of roads, and you never take over anything, and catapults. It's a very different game, very different. Anybody... send us a line at
the previous we mentioned email
in case
address.
You just joined.
Yeah, nobody joins halfway through, but destruction@gmail.ca. No, .com. destruction@gmail.com.
See, now you know why people, I make them repeat things.
Yeah, because I don't know. Or hit us up at Twitter. I've got a pitiful 14 followers on Twitter.
I think that's my expansion monks.
And we're at destruction on Twitter. DICETRUCTION. Hit us up there. There'll be pictures of this game. Ray's doing his opening move, knowing full well that we only get to defend with ones. And he's just going hog wild. He's trying to hit everything he can and failing at every corner. I see a major fight he's missing. I'm not going to mention to him right now.
Probably.
But hopefully he keeps forgetting. Mm-hmm. Hey, does that go for ground units as well, that defensive one? Like, okay, I see you're going into, what is that island, Wake?
Yes, the Japanese are moving out of their home territory. They're going into Wake Island, trying to take over Wake Island with a destroyer, two transports. I'm not using the destroyer as a transport, just two transports.
You can and use the shore barrage for the destroyer, just so you know.
I'm going to use it as the offshore barrage, yes.
Right, but you can use it for an offshore barrage and bring a guy in if you want it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and you can bring in an artillery with that instead of an infantry, remember?
An artillery?
Remember?
With the destroyer? Yes, that's
right. No. The destroyer can only bring an infantry in, but
transport.
A transport can bring in either a tank by itself or two of anything else.
Yeah, two tanks is unbelievable.
I see you brought in four infantry, that's why I mentioned...
Why wouldn't you
bring in artillery?
Yep.
And then you can bring in even one more infantry if you wanted to.
Or someplace else.
With the destroyer.
Here, I don't even have to move. Look at this.
There are a lot of interesting rules in this game. And
I'll pick this guy up. I'll go one, pick up this disc. Therefore, I'll just take both of these guys. I don't have to move zone. We're coming into Guam with two infantry. And a fighter.
A lot of these rules have been dropped in games after this. The reason we're playing this game, I thought the other week we haven't recorded in a while, and I talked to Ray and Muggsy and said, hey, how would you guys feel about going through the progression of Axis and Allies games through a...
If this succeeds.
The production of the company's games, like in 84, they come out with the Axis and Allies game, and the next game was this one here, Pacific, 1999 it came out, and in 2000, Axis and Allies Europe came out, and we plan on playing that one next time we record, and going from there to Revised, and after Revised, I believe, was Anniversary. I'm going to double check and make sure, and we're going to go through chronologically the games as they come out, until we get up to, obviously, the newest one, the global, the big one. And we might get an interruption in March with the new World War One game that I'm looking forward to. But we'll see how that goes.
My question is, can I separate the destroyer from the offshore barrage?
No.
And the Navy?
You said that you cannot do that. You got to clear the water.
All right.
No, fair enough. That's the same in every game. If you're doing a naval battle, you can't...
Well, I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, you can't half and half in this one either. So we want to go up through the progression of the games as they come out and play them along a linear route. See how that goes. We've got them all. Between Ray and I and Muggsy, we've got every single game that has the Axis and Allies name on it.
And every piece.
Oh, fuck.
Old, right from pieces. Old, right up to the modern. And a whole whack of other good
extras,
stuff.
Extras, HBG stuff, Field Marshal Games stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love this game. And you do too, or you wouldn't be listening. Thank you. We don't thank the listeners enough. I usually, call you bitches at the end of the episode every week. But you guys are great. Thank you very much for listening. And, any feedback you got for us, and we get a little bit here and there, please feel free. Email us. Leave messages at the blog.
I got way too much content going here. Holy shit, let's do this little one right here.
Fall asleep first.
Well, I'm so sorry, guys, but you know what?
Hey, man, Japan's opening turn in this game is enormous.
And I don't even know what I'm doing. It's not like I'm an experienced guy. I've still got four guys that can onslaught anywhere. I mean, I may as well just go here. Let's go here.
Morneo.
I'm not even done yet. Go there.
Seems cool.
I mean, I could just keep moving. I'm going to give up because I want to see how big of a hole I'm leaving when I'm done.
Yeah, I think
let's start in this right here. We got
tooth, then.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4. So I got 2 ones. This is Japanese coming into... What?
Where'd they come from?
French Indo.
French Indo.
Oh, I thought you had nobody there.
Siam. Nobody was in Siam.
Okay.
I got 2 ones.
Who's the
nothing. And I got 4 twos. 4 twos hits a couple times. How many do I need?
You know, one. I got one guy.
There you go.
My infantry defends a one. Oh, hit! Hey-o.
Yeah.
Suck it. Well, by suck it, I just mean
don't take suck time. It. We're not that drunk yet.
Send me.
Shall not inherit.
So, right.
Get your dude off there first.
I did.
You should put the die here or something.
And round out.
Let me finish my politics before I become friendly with you.
Yeah.
What's that worth? Nothing, people. It's worth nothing. I just fought my ass off for nothing.
He fought his ass off.
We're like,
well, I did. Look,
one round of fighting, you lost one guy, I lost one guy, you won. Fight's over. This is not
kicking.
You will destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
It's the position that I left myself in.
Right.
Down here we have a 2 2 threes and a 4. We have a destroyer, 2 fighters, and a bomber coming in on the British destroyer and battleship. Destroyer misses, 2 fighters roll, hit, 150%. Bomber cashes in, yes, 2 hits.
You needed 3, I got 2 ones. I got 1.
Nice, keep rolling them.
Yep. So I got a battleship tipped.
This game almost empties my tray. Well, not quite. Okay, almost. And 2 threes and a 4. We got 1 that finishes it. Does he take out a fighter?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Looking for no, dude. I'm rolling at 1.
Oh, you need 1s. You got me last time.
I rolled a 3 with my battleship and it missed. Yeah. Interesting dynamic to Japan's opening move. Everything that kills or attacks, fight, defends it. 1. Fuck, I can't even speak. I'm not drunk, I swear to God.
Right here, we got to clear the Navy. I got...
Oh, this is you, Mugs.
A 2. You said destroyers are 3s. And aircraft carriers are what?
Okay. You're a little bit far away.
A 1, so I have...
I can see.
I have a 1. Miss. I have...
Where is he going?
Destroyer is what?
Philippines.
Destroyer is 3. I got a 2 for a sub. Miss. A 3 for a destroyer. Miss. I got 2 threes for fighters.
Nice.
See what you got left. And the battleship to capitalize. Nice. Why even worry?
Once I get here.
You're all done here, buddy. Right here.
3 ones.
3 ones. Got 1.
Ooh.
You got 3 hits, so you're all dead.
I got you. And now we're doing the land. We'll do the land right after that to keep on the same 1, 2, 3. Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ones.
I got a die here that's fucking 2/8 of an inch, which is, I guess, a 1/4 of an inch.
Holy shit, I missed. I got 1 of you.
It's 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch. It's very small.
Where are you talking now, dude?
Looks like it's carved from
three ones.
The bone of a bird.
3? Oh, I got a fire in there.
So worn out, dude.
No.
Nothing. Yes.
What'd you get?
Got 1.
Okay.
This guy. Another 3. Hit! If I can sit down during this.
Got 1.
Oh!
Hit me once.
Did you want?
What do you think of that Lithuanian beer?
Nice, not bad.
Very strong.
Very strong, I nice like little it. Change.
Strong taste.
No. I love those dirty.
Well, I love that dirty water.
It's all Buffalo, Boston, yes.
Boston, you're my home. The River
Charles.
It does
Charles. Say both, actually.
And I've seen the River Charles, and it's fucking dirty.
Thanks, it's
a beautiful Muncie. City, Boston. I loved it.
3, 4. Thank you. Now, all of this is in here. Okay, and that's all of it. Okay, so the Japs just took over Philippines.
Yep, the water and the... Do you want that? Oh, we got personalized.
Yeah, I'll take one of those cards. Sure.
You got the Marshall discs.
You got number one? Nice. Yeah, I'll figure that out during my someone else's turn.
Yeah, you put the units on the card and the plastic thing on the board. Well, then you got.
It's like your bonds.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the next battle? We got two planes right here on your twos.
And the destroyer?
What the fuck's my dice? Mm-hmm. Right here.
Oh, so.
It's a destroyer.
This?
Oh, shit.
That's a sub.
Those new subs from 41 are fucking gorgeous. But
yeah, I like
so
them.
Much detail, they look like destroyers.
I know. They're huge.
But number one, I missed.
Yep.
What do you got next? You're going into.
Why is there.
Oh, Carolines or.
Oh, right here.
Oh, you didn't move out of Carolina.
In the Marianas?
No.
Marianas, yeah. I need 2 ones and a three.
Nothing. You're Marine.
And a three.
To kill.
Nothing.
Tiny die.
2 ones?
Tiny die was.
Oh, so close.
Twice so close. Where are we?
Actually, it's not the Marianas, people. It's. Guam. Guam, this very weird map. Guam
and
Marianas is all in the same zone.
So
and that's
do?
How it's. That's
what'd you take over?
I took over.
No points there, right?
Guam.
Okay.
No, no points. But I'm going to drop a hooge on it anyway. Just to show that it has been violated.
Okay, well, you got the big one now? Or, what?
I don't know. Is there anything else? Right here.
Hawaii.
4 ones.
Fucking sweet. Why didn't you do that?
Where?
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Bring it in here.
Like now we can say it. I don't know why you didn't bring guys down into Samoa and kill this aircraft carrier and destroyer. You could have brought fighters into there that you're not even using.
Not even that.
They're in there.
Well, you could have brought them into the, who did, what's it? I don't know. I'd have killed that.
I looked at that. Here you go.
Now, glorious retribution for the ours.
Yeah. Missed. Got one.
You didn't get the last time?
No.
Gotcha!
Holy.
It's good to kill one when you're looking for ones. And I did.
I'm going to change that surrender guy to leader guy.
Oh, with the sword.
I love that dirty monster. There is the next fight.
It'd
be the big one. Well, right here. We got. 2 ones.
Oh, little one there. You're looking for one there.
Little one coming into midway. And. Well, they should have been twos. Miss. You got a one.
Where are we talking?
Are you using short barrage?
Midway. Didn't even do an offshore barrage. Let me try that offshore barrage, miss.
Number two. Miss.
I hit you, by the way.
You got ya.
Yeah.
You missed me all around. Yep.
Yeah. Three twos. Missed you again, Gag.
Another one, bro.
You think?
I don't know. Need a one.
That was that die.
Yeah, that one.
I told you that was that die.
So close. Come on, yo.
Gotcha. Oh,
of course. Oh. We got one little Japanese fellow.
Yeah. What a bastard. Is the only battle left?
The Bigginsies?
The Bigginsies.
I'm just wondering if we should have got convinced of us.
Yeah, I know.
What, you want to burn right now?
Yeah.
Two ones, miss.
You see what I was looking at? You don't see what I'm going to see.
Didn't even know.
A two.
Fucking junkies.
Hit.
You're a junkie.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's call that a miss.
I'm an archie.
Holy shit, Muggsy. I only got 1 out of 6.
10:30.
10:30, yes. Wendell says it's 10:30.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got fire weapons there. I got one. Something is dead.
My sub's out of there. Ready?
Your sub's out of there.
Yeah. You took
Did
my
you
head.
Them?
2 ones.
Huh?
Yeah, 1 second.
Alright.
2 ones. And 6 threes. Holy fuck, I've only got one of you again.
Got another one.
Okay. Pearl Harbor's not going down the way.
I can take this?
Here, I'll eat the... Yeah, you can take the...
It's Sponge.
Transport off as a hit.
Sponge City.
In this game, this is the last. Nope. Revised, you can do that as well.
Nice, good Morgan.
There's one more game down the road, you can do that.
2-1.
In Europe, I believe so, too.
I missed. What the fuck's with the threes?
And a rear beat truck.
This is terrible rolling.
I'm drunk.
Come on, you got a 3 and 2 for us.
Oh, God, you get to roll 3 more dice.
Yeah.
Go.
They're all hit ones.
I've hit one so far every round. So you were talking shit. Shit talking leads you fucking missing.
Take your
shit. Should have rolled a little
good. Get your shit out there.
Sure, man.
2 1s.
How are you talking like that?
Yeah, what are you
doing? I thought we were friends.
When the dice stops rolling, we're friends.
We're friends now?
1, 2, 3.
Now you're dead.
Yeah! Oh, mute! Oh my
killed
god.
Killed something expensive this time.
Yeah, the plane last time.
Later. Wow.
That would kill 2 planes.
Awesome. And a sub.
And a submarine. Next time you just sit and
talk. Subs are what? They're 8 in this game?
At least so.
We're gonna look at the price.
Submarine is $8. It's 2, 2, and 2.
Industrial complexes. I cannot buy them.
Destroyers 12, 2, 3, and 3. Aircraft carrier is a 2, 1, and a 3. Oh, same as the old one.
Tanks are battleship. 5 and they defend a 2.
Bombers, same. Fighters, same.
Mm-hmm.
Any aircraft.
Carrier 18.
Same. Okay. Armor. Bigamore.
Bigamore. Japan is a non combat move. Do not forget your.
Hey, what's the order of turn?
Cap. Oh, yeah. Good. We gotta look that up. I think Britain goes next, and then America and China.
America.
Japanese player goes first, British player goes second, India and Australia move in the same turn, yeah, then America and China. Alright.
Auto zone.
Auto zone.
Move your fighters, yeah.
Where'd this one come from?
Oh, we gotta take that.
This one came from here.
Oh, this guy not even.
Oh, counting. This was involved in the battle,
not
so.
Even counting his numbers.
So it goes 1. They'll just stay there for some pissings.
See, this is what sucks. Destroyers are $12 for everybody. But the Japanese destroyers get to shore barrage. Oh, maybe we get to shore barrage too, but we don't get to carry infantry with our destroyers.
That's only a Japanese?
Japanese is the only one that gets to,
horseshit. Hey, did we use the battle board? Nope, not even, yep.
The shore barrage for everybody. Japanese destroyers can carry infantry.
I don't want to play this game anymore, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that is bullshit, actually.
What's up?
Just kidding.
You're the only guy that can transport infantry with the destroyers. We still get shore barrage with ours, but we don't get to transport anybody with them.
Nope. Think you got to rondel this bitch.
Yes.
Rondel
what?
Rondel what?
Rondel that C-zone.
Rondel the C-zone?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, no. He won the naval battle. He did not take the C-zone over. He won the Philippines. So we knocked us down that $3, but I don't think we lose $6 for that. That's what I'm sticking with. More feedback, listeners. If you know more about this game than we do, please correct us when we fuck up. So Japan come in, won a naval battle in the Philippines waters, and then won the ground battle on the Philippine Islands, knocking us down, what is that, 3?
Mm-hmm.
Knocking us down 3. There's also a convoy route in the Philippine waters, but because there was a naval battle and it's over, I don't assume that they take it over this round. But even if they did,
you would take it over as soon as you go in there.
They wouldn't knock us another 3 down. No, because there was a naval fight there.
Yeah, I know. I fought for it.
Yeah, so you don't get to round out the waters. My question is, do we move down 3 for the land and 3 for the water, or just 3 for the land?
Well, it's a convoy. So what applies to convoy?
Well, we went through that. I think what we decided was that if you cut off the convoys on around an island but don't take the island, then you're still taking away the 3 points for the island or whatever the island's worth, because now the resources can't get in and off the island. But if you take both, do we go down double? I don't think so. I think you'd just go down the territory's value if you take over the territory.
And how can you prove that point?
Well, how about if we do it by doing this? Borneo's worth 3 points.
I have to round out, huh?
Did you mark me down? Sumatra's worth 1 point. That's.
I don't think I marked anything. I think points. Isaac. Nope.
What's India worth? 5, that's 9.
What's that? For 3. Oh. Did anybody mark me up for 3 for that? Hey?
I marked you up 3 once. Okay. But you took Philippines and Borneo.
16.
How about when I attack, you guys mark the board. When you attack, I mark the board.
You know what?
It
looks like both. Because if I add up Britain's convoy routes and convoy.
No,
those are different. That's a separate. The convoy centers, which is the square things with the Union Jack on it, that's the Union Jack on here. That's money we split between Australia and thing afterwards. But I just added up the actual green territories of UK and adding 3 points for that. Oh, see, but that's. Oh, I didn't. Nope, never mind. Okay. Just ground territories. Never mind. They're not worth anything, but they can cut off the money. What we're deciding is I got 3 for Borneo, 4 for Malaya, that's 7. 2 for Hong Kong, that's 9. 5 for India, that's 14, and 1 for Sumatra, or Burma, that's 15. That's the $15 that I start with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But if he comes in and takes over the British convoy route around Borneo, I would lose the 3 points for Borneo.
So he's just taking...
Whether he takes the land or not.
He's just taking guys out.
He took the land.
But take guys out.
He doesn't have to take out the other thing. Yeah, right.
What other thing?
The convoy route.
I have to take it out with the warship.
But you don't have to because you actually this way have the $3. You're moving up the $3 here, which is what you want. You take the convoy route, you don't gain money, but you take money away from me.
Well, this is a better example because this actually
helps. Philippines is what you're pointing at, yeah.
Yes, I didn't notice that, sorry. Oh, they're both excellent examples.
Convoy routes take money away from me. If you take that convoy route,
yeah, I don't go
Borneo,
up.
You don't go up. The only way for you to go up is to take Borneo.
That's right. I went up for that. I do not go up for the other stuff. You take away
from
that.
But what you're going to say is I don't go down twice.
No.
Just go down for the land.
You go down for the land and
I
you
could
go down for...
No, I could go down for the water alone. But when you take the land, I don't go down for both.
No, you take it on your income.
Right.
You would have to look out and say, I'm down this. So you like the idea of having a rondel over that?
You have to rondel the convoy when you take it, but you didn't take that one, and you didn't take that one because that's not combat. You fought the Navy. You didn't fight for the convoy in Philippines. Are there any convoy zones that you did take over? It doesn't look like it. It's not an issue yet. I understand the rule, I think. I'm pretty sure, like I said, listeners, if I got that wrong the way I described it, let us know.
Yeah, and phone us right now.
Yeah, right now.
289-213.
6 months from now when the episode comes up, they'll let us know and I'll give you $5 or whatever. At any rate, Japan, are you done your turn?
No, I don't think you're taking
Japan,
over.
Am I done my turn?
But even if he just went into the waters, he wouldn't have to rondel it. He just has to, for the time that he sits in it, he's convoy disrupting, basically.
I'm controlling it.
Right, but he isn't disrupting any one of them because...
No. I am right
but
now.
But he doesn't have to.
No, you're not.
I'm disrupting
when we convoy disrupt, we don't put a rondel down.
No, but this is different. It doesn't work that way.
It's not like if he sits there and he takes it and then... He leaves, we have to go get it.
I take the rondel off.
Yeah. See what I mean? There's no
Hurley Burning Man?
this is a good tune.
There's no point putting the wrong note on it.
There is a point. And yeah, this is why. This is why. He can't right now because he didn't actually control a convoy zone.
These are
transports outside of Borneo. They don't take over convoy
zones. But this does.
This was a naval battle, so you didn't take over the convoy zone. You killed the U.S. units that were there. You can't do it afterwards. You have to do it at the beginning of your turn next round.
And it would take a movement to do that.
To do that, right. Like we said, for subs.
Yeah, but that's only for subs. You can move with anything else.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Just put a rondo, put a Japanese rondo on that.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have to do that.
He doesn't need to. But
I still control it right now.
It's better if he does just to keep track of it.
He doesn't. But his boats are there. That's how you keep track of it.
I guess, but when they move out,
then it's not
taking the rondo. Okay, take the rondo off. Really, it doesn't matter, I guess.
I would have to take the rondo off. Or do you have to move in to take control over? That's what we need to know. Do you need to move in to take over or recontrol the convoy?
This is why you have to put a rondel here. Put a rondel, a Japanese rondel in. Let's say you take your navy out of the Philippines now.
Yes.
Okay. If I move in a British sub and take over those waters again, you don't collect the money for Philippines anymore. You would move down for that. Because I own the territory around it, your resources can't get in and out of the island. Put a Japanese rondel Philippines, right? Works both ways. The island, the resources have to get off of the island. Yeah, it is.
Okay, does it apply here with my fighters?
No, because those are transports. The fighters have to land at the end of.
Because you own the land, you also have to rondel. Yeah, okay.
But he didn't bring any naval units in to take. Air units can't take over the. Convoy.
They can't interrupt the convoy.
Right. They gotta land.
They can fight.
The transports can't take it over, and you don't have anything else that can.
Who's next?
Britain and
I have to collect.
Did you place units?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Japan's done?
I haven't collected.
Australia is
my collecting 23, is that correct?
Yeah.
I start at 19.
Victory points for Japan. How do you get victory points?
$10 he collects, he gets gets 1 point. So he's collecting 23, so he gets 2 points.
What's this?
So Japan's at 2, he's gotta get to 22.
Is this 3?
We can take him down with strategic bombing raids, we can
3. That's worth nothing.
He's got to get to 22. Or,
3, 6.
That's for him to win. Or take over one of our capitals.
7. I am up 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Including China's.
6, 7.
Have a capital. Technically, it has a capital, but that doesn't count for victory.
So, what's he doing then?
He has to go for either India.
Yeah,
New South Wales doing up there? Or San Francisco.
How come you didn't go here, Dogan? Take 5 bucks away. Don't you earn that 5 bucks?
Australia?
Because it would just. What did I have? I didn't really have anything.
No, he wouldn't earn from that.
I moved the destroyer up. It would be you taking it off, and you'd remove it before you collect it.
Takes us down. That's free 5 bucks for America every round that they control it, basically.
Okay, so you might want to check. I just adjusted. I'm way up to 26 here. Somebody might want to double check your side. I think you might even want to double check my side. I should have a rondel on there. Yep.
Yeah, you took over Borneo. You went up 3 there. How much did you go up for Philippines?
3.
You went up nothing for Shan State.
And 1.
So you went up 7. You started at 19. So you should be 26. So take just your 26 bucks.
Confirming.
You got your 2 victory points. These are the $12.
What are the victory points again?
You got to get to 22. Every $10 you collect at the end of your round, you get a point for.
Gotcha.
You collect 30, you get 3 points. You collect 50, you get 5 points.
That's why it's colored here.
Every strategic bombing raid give you, every $10 that we take away, you lose a point. If we strategic bomb you for $20, not only do you lose the 20 bucks, you lose 2 victory points. We move you down. This is the $12 Britain gets for their convoy zones. I get to split it between Australia and India.
This is very difficult.
Well, Australia starts with 20 bucks. Why do I have 30 here? I don't know. India starts with 15.
I'm going to give the $12.
These things are kind of cool, but only if you're going to move the whole fleet together all the time.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're kind of a pain in the ass to load up. But I will hang on to it.
We got enough room. Well, if we get to a situation where, you know, there's a force that won't fit in the C-zone, then we pull them up, right? But the C-zones are pretty big. Almost as big as those cards.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. There are some C-zones that are smaller, I guess. But anyway, what do you think I have to do here?
I don't know.
All right, now's good.
Yeah.
Crush him.
Crush. I'm buying a destroyer with the $12. The free $12.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Bucks.
Destroyer.
Got to come up into China. Maybe more infantry. Where? Do we not have factories on the board?
We don't have our factories on the board.
No, that's the only place I don't have the factories in yet. So maybe 5 infantry. Go along with my destroyer. Or you could get a sub, an art, and an infantry.
Sub, an art, and an infantry.
I think I'm going to need Navy.
I don't know. What is with the Burma Road?
If I control all 4, China gets an extra infantry. They get...
One infantry.
As of now, they would get 3 infantry. They get 1 for Sikang, 1 for Sichuan, and 1 for the Burma Road. So I think I'm going to do that.
Works.
Yeah. They don't get much. I know. But,
that's a stupid, stupid thing.
And I got $20 for Australia. I'm pretty sure Australia should just be buying Navy. But maybe not. I got 3 transports for Australia. Never mind. The Guinea's broken up into 3.
Oh, no!
Oh, great. The Guinea's broken up into 3 land territories.
I know, it's weird.
Dutch New Guinea, and Papua.
Papu?
Papua.
Oh, Papu.
Yeah. Exactly. $20. He's capping up to there. What a prank.
And. I don't know what you got up.
He's defending his transports with caps.
Yes, I am using caps to destroy or to defend.
Caps.
Oh. Yes, sir, I am.
Destroyer and a sub.
Bite your tongue.
Destroyer and a transport.
Oh, that's $20 destroying a sub.
I
got 3
the cat come back and try and get in the window?
No, I think the cat scared like fucking shit out of me.
Why?
Because I grabbed its tail to keep it from running out the window when I didn't know it didn't. It wasn't. It was allowed.
Oh, did he come in?
When I pulled him in by the tail and neck.
No, the cat was freaking out.
Yeah.
No.
Cats don't like to be held by the tail.
No.
By the neck, that's fine. That's how they're raised.
The cat's about 24 inches longer now. More like a snake with legs. And fur.
Okay, can I reach that?
Wendy.
Ray, for the listeners.
Now, right?
Ray's got one lighter that has
no flint.
Has a bad flint, and one lighter with no fluid in it. So he's using one lighter to light the other lighter to light his cigarette. It's the funniest fucking thing you ever saw. Except for a 24-inch cat with no legs.
Which is a furry snake with a tail.
It's a big, long caterpillar.
The furriest.
Cat.
It's got funny ears.
Caterpillar. Oh, there we go.
More fucking beetles.
I want to hold your gland.
All right, just give me the beetles over and over. I'm sold on the beetles.
You hate them.
I hate you.
Good.
Don't forget, naval post.
But I am the spill a whiskey.
That's only between friendlies.
Hey, spill a whiskey. You got any over there?
Hey, is a whiskey sour delicious?
Hate it.
I don't know. What's a whiskey sour?
It's like with lemon juice and shit.
I don't drink whiskey with things.
You should try it.
Me usually too, but I like sour things.
That was a good sentence there, Frankenstein.
Me
usually too drink that.
Frankensteinoff.
Fire bad. Whiskey sour
me
good.
Me too, usually. Me too, usually. That's not that bad.
Usually.
Me usually too.
I myself.
No, me
said.
Too, usually.
Want me to rewind it?
Well.
Me usually
me
too.
Prove
is
me
what
wrong
you said.
Next episode.
And if you didn't say that, I'm just going to take all my denials out.
You would.
Because that's how I roll.
Wish for something quick.
Make
wish
Dave
for denial.
Look good.
I wish for denial. No.
Usually too. If I said that, then all right, that's funny.
Me usually too.
Me usually too.
Me too usually.
Me too usually.
And you know what? I also.
I don't know.
I also yes no.
You know.
Oh, oh, again.
Is this more Beatles?
No.
Little, please.
No. We're recording. We can't do that right now. You are sitting on the outside. Ready?
Yeah.
Sounds like the tax man.
Almost.
Everything sounds like the Beatles to me now. For the last 4 days, I've been listening just to the Beatles.
It better be the offshoot.
Hey, what about these guys?
Working on. I don't know what to do with that stuff.
Whatever you want.
Not the tax man.
It's not the tax man.
Well,
this guy.
That is the Beatles.
This guy can reach.
I'll go as far as saying that's a George Harrison song.
We're trying to record here. They don't want to hear this shit.
No, we're good.
I can take it out.
Yeah, but look it up. Look at it. Yeah, that's a George song. What's that off of? Rubber Soul?
Man's a
Rubber Soul?
What?
Is that song on Rubber Soul?
I don't know. I don't recognize the song.
It's got to be in something.
It sounded like the Taxman, so it's got to be George Harrison, because George Harrison sang the Taxman, right?
Yeah, and George has that style of music.
I could be wrong. Could be fucking Rolling Stones.
No, we know that.
I don't.
It's not.
Maybe the drummer singing?
Maybe not.
No, not even. Too sweet.
Fucking sounds like the Beatles.
Too sweet means right now.
It is the Beatles, George.
That's George's song.
You know what's funny about Michel Mabel?
What? Nothing.
Michel's a fucking boy's name in French.
Oh, well, then Buddy's flaming.
Well, they all flamed back then, but.
No, they didn't. Nobody flamed back then.
Really? Really?
They were wearing
nobody masks. Flamed.
You want me to read you from fucking What's His Face from The Who's autobiography about the taste of.
Mick Jagger?
Mick.
No.
Yeah. Keith Richards said. No, fucking...
Yeah, maybe Keith Richards.
Keith Richards said years ago that Mick Jagger had a small dick and all the stories were all that blah, blah, blah. And fucking Pete Townsend's autobiography says, not only is Keith wrong about the size...
Don't go there.
But he tastes delicious.
He does not say that.
He fucking said that in his goddamn autobiography.
He did not read that.
He did.
You lied through your teeth that second information.
No.
Don't give me no hand me down.
Don't give
anything
me no hand me down.
Got one already.
Penis.
Blam, 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 blam.
I suppose blam. I could do that.
Blam, 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 blam.
Yet another two twos. Into this Japanese horseshit, Bill.
And I suppose they pumped 13 ounces of sperm out of Rod Stewart's
stomach.
Come on,
they were all sexually liberated, let's say.
Well, it was a sexual revolution.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I don't think the Beatles were involved in that.
Tasted each other.
They did not taste each other.
Come on, you're telling me you don't think John Lennon ever had a homosexual experience?
With David Bowie? No.
Oh, David
not
Bowie.
Even during fame.
David Bowie and Mick Jagger were probably all over each
they
other.
They did not gargle.
Have you seen the video for Dancing in the Streets?
I do not want to talk about this anymore.
Neither do
I
really.
I
want
to hear stuff like...
Those are your heroes. I know. It's terrible. But you know what? They
Nick.
Were liberated.
They were liberated? Liberated
they thought about each other that way, Ray. They
you
did.
Call that liberation? I call that damnation.
Oh, I can go all the way to there. From there. Okay. I think that's it for UK's... UK... You ready?
That's enough for Indian.
I'm going into whatever this place is, Sumatra. Shan State.
I was never in
with
Sumatra.
Six twos. I got one hit.
Wow, poopy.
Yeah, poopy. I got one hit there, cock.
Poop roll. He's got a poop roll.
Fucking five
twos. Steve. Oh, I got a three.
Hold on, three.
I got a fighter. I missed. You have your.
What's wrong here, Dr. fucking Windermere?
Hey, for the second time, Sean State.
Windermere. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Pardon me. If you would, beeps.
I'm coming.
Just roll five dice, please.
I'm trying.
Roll them.
Never mind, married to one again. 5 days.
Last day to Mary Jane.
One last time to kill Doss Pain.
Yeah.
Kill Doss Boot. Just roll.
Looking for juice.
Da na 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 na.
I see two.
Right. And what else? Where are we?
Here. I got you once. There's just no one else.
Switch on.
I got 4 twos and a 3 now.
Why are you rolling like that?
Once again. Because I saw.
Got one.
I got one as well. I got 3.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I forgot these twos.
I told you to roll 5
two
last
twos.
Time.
And 2 twos the time before that.
I told you to roll 5 first time. You didn't roll
5. I did
5.
Roll 5. I had took off these guys.
You had 5.
I had more than 5.
No, you had 3 infantry and 2 artillery.
Oh, we're good. Go.
No, you go. I killed you once. Take a guy off.
Yeah, you have to take a guy. Get a little lady. Now he goes.
All right, Bob is dandy. Now.
What?
You got 3 twos.
3 twos. And a 3.
3 that never hits.
Except for this time.
Graduate.
Yep. Boppish. Dandy.
Never mind that new, Jimmy.
Never mind new. That's old.
Not to my ears.
Boppish dandies have been around since the 1812.
Yeah, during the war, they poked their heads out and they said, hey!
1812.
You're a fucking. Yeah, any other months within 1812.
Okay, it was a stupid comment. All right.
I missed.
I get my territory that's worth nothing. And your rondelle and your artillery. And it cost me an artillery and 3 infantry. God damn.
It's not part of the Burman way. They just hold it. This sounds like garbage.
It's a girl.
Yeah, change that, Muggsy, man. That's fucking junk. Not because it's a girl.
Don't change it.
Just because
it sounds
not,
good, man.
It's not hard.
It's all fuzzy.
Sounds like the girl Beatles.
No, it does.
Everything
sound
sounds like the Beatles to me, I'm telling you.
Good, put on a little fucking Aqua on.
Oh, dude.
What, you like Aqua?
Your superior fucking camouflage paint hid your tank.
What tank?
His fucking Japanese tank that was there. After
that's my fault. I should have fucking seen fighting. That. Let me roll 3 twice and we'll call it even.
It defends a 2, so you can roll
2. Oh, 2. Sorry, 2. Right. That's right, 2. I didn't even see it. I thought it was part of that.
Yeah, so did I. Go.
Okay, 2.
Miss.
Miss, 2. Miss, there. All right. Now you want that off there?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I thought I could roll one more turn. Sure.
And you can roll again, I guess. All right.
Ding, ding.
Over here I got 3 threes in Borneo C zone.
Uh-oh.
3 hits. Wow. You got
2 ones.
Ones and 2 fours.
Are you reeling the
got one. You got 3 of me?
Of yeah. These cost the same. I'm taking a fighter off.
I like Steely Dan.
I like Stealing Dan.
2
I'd
threes.
Like to see Steely Dan before
miss,
I die.
Yes. Uh-oh, this is going to cost me. Hit. Fuck. I'm taking the destroyer off this time. Fighter hits. You got another 4.
I don't know what's coming at you. Muggsy.
Yo.
Hit.
Yeah, okay. I still want the C zone, I guess.
Why?
So,
because I didn't take it over.
You never took it, so maybe.
I never made the action to take it over.
I own that. See, this is where it becomes iffy.
Well, it's got to be black and white. There should be no iffy. It's right there in the rule book.
Okay, but here's the
situation. We got to call something.
Here's the situation. You took the territory, so you went up 3 and I went down 3.
But only never, in Borneo.
But you never took the C zone. So
no.
How do your resources get to your capital?
They're open.
So you shouldn't go up 3.
You need to block that.
But I don't need to because I own that convoy route.
It's
you
not,
never took it.
But it's not blocked.
It doesn't need to be blocked.
I need to take it. It
needs to be owned. And right now I own it because I never lost control of it.
Well, then maybe I owned it before with the fighters. No,
you didn't. You can't own it with the fighters. You have to take it with a naval.
Yeah, man. Stop being ridiculous.
Okay, so.
Can't take it with an air unit any more than you can take a territory with an air unit.
What you're saying is I can't lose those guys for nothing. It's got to be a fight. They just don't die within a round. It's got to be at the end of Jap's round or something.
I think you got to put $3 back in the bank because you don't get to take that money.
Yeah, but I already collected before you went.
I know, but you never controlled that C zone.
I never did collect for a C zone.
You did. You went up 3 for Borneo.
That's a land.
I know.
You got to take that back in order.
No. What I'm saying is, the point of the convoy routes is, you need to control the convoy route to get the money off the island. You didn't never took the convoy route.
No, I think you need to own the island to get the points for the convoy. I think you read that backwards. Mm. You got to own the island to get the fucking points for the convoy.
I don't know.
Well, maybe we should check it out right now. It's right there.
We read through it 4 times already, and it took us 2 hours, and we still don't know. So we're going to do it this way. Keep your money.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to look at it from both sides. If you were to come in and take over the water around my island, you're cutting off kind of a supply line.
The way for the money to get off the island.
I could see that. No problem. But I must have a round to correct that. I don't think taking over C just wipes out the guys on the island. They must be there for at least a round. Maybe I have to fortify that.
Right.
Or go in and take that over to keep those
guys don't
there.
The guys are still there. The point is the money needs to get off the island and to your capital for you to be able to spend.
And if the water is British controlled, it's not going to happen, so you got to take it over.
That's what I think. You got to take over both to get the money for it. You have to own both the C zone and the convoy route and the island to get the money from the island. That's what makes it.
Essentially, you could take your destroyer from.
Well, I wouldn't give any money back.
Essentially, you could take the Philippines.
Well, because you couldn't take the $3 to begin with. You couldn't go up unless you owned the convoy route.
Very confusing.
It is confusing.
I'm trying to
keep
pull.
It for now. Keep it for now because it's kind of a.
I kind of see what you say, and I wonder what my attitude would be like on the other side.
I got another fight here. I got a sneak attack 2. Missed. I got a 2 threes. Gotcha. You got a 1 defending with your transport. Don't hit me because it makes for a very confusing situation. Thank you. And we got enough of those. I've got 4 twos coming in on Dutch New Guinea on your 2 twos. Double roll. I dropped 1 and then rolled the other 3. 2 hits, you're dead. You got 2 twos fighting back Dutch New Guinea.
Going.
Okay, did I move up for this? I don't know if I did or not. So I am. You moved me down 3 there. That's New Guinea, right? Take your rondelle out. Did you get me? This is
no,
cap.
Especially when you got it tight.
This fighter's cap. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That fighter's cap. This guy came from 1, 2. He can cap there.
You can't cap like that.
4.
Well, he's got a place to land.
I'm in non-combat.
Purchase combats.
You land your caps in round 2, phase 2.
Yeah.
And you cap in non-com. You have to land your caps after purchasing. We didn't come across that because this is round 1. Oh. Nobody was capped.
Land caps. Summers.
I guess I could stay there. And this guy can go here. It's probably going to be the death of me.
Whose turn is it?
Why? And why are we doing it?
Nope.
I don't see any place where it says put your Hugh Jackson cap though.
It's round non-combat move. Part of non-combat move.
Okay. Gotcha, clear as mud.
Well, I guess so.
As mud, I said.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Well, look at this.
I forgot.
No, don't look at that. We can't see that over there. So there's no sense looking at it. It's just being foolish.
Okay, UK's done. US, it's your turn. Do it in the best way you can.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, why not just go out on a limb and do it the shittiest way?
China gets 3 infantry.
China?
You want Chinese infantry, or should you use Americans?
Purchase. Oh, all they do is.
Yeah. Ray, I'll have to get you Chinese infantry.
Are we done the Jameson? Could I get a little squirt before
the bottle? You can get a snort. This will be the last snort for everything.
Yeah, just a like half a glass.
Last dance with John Jameson.
Oh, there's a bit of. That's a chut-chut.
Well, we don't have any chut. Chut and chut.
There we go. Chut-chut that.
In Cockensies.
Yep.
Look how far away I am. I don't like being far away. I want to be close away.
Well, then attack Hawaii and you'll be close
away. Ray, did you collect your money?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Australia gets 20 again. Britain gets 17 this time.
This game kind of excites me. And the only area that it excites me is if it was blowing up huge, to see what it would be like all spread out and.
Making it bigger would be good, yeah.
It would be easier to read, maybe. Especially in that little area.
It's a little small. We're pretty spoiled with our blown up maps.
And the bigger maps that we've played with.
Alright, stop talking. He's got a question.
With the fighters and carriers, what's the relationship with
fighter and carrier?
Purchasing and placing.
Oh, placing units. I'm going to assume. Let me double check.
Larry Harris tournament rules.
Place units phase. I'm pretty sure. I have no idea because this is brand new. Place, remove. Okay. Territories, capturing territories. Yeah. Take control of convoy, liberating non combat movement. Place units. Naval units acquired during first phase one are now placed in sea zones adjacent to your home territory. Enemy ships also occupy sea zones, blah, blah, blah. Newly purchased fighter planes may not be placed directly on aircraft carriers.
Okay. However, ones at the factory can presently be moved out to greet the carrier.
I don't know that. So I'm wondering.
Dave's reading on?
No. No.
Read on.
Fighters cannot land on aircraft carriers that you just bought, or vice versa. Fighters can only be placed on the ICs. Or, that's commonly known, factories.
One, two, three.
No, So Japan is pretty spread out now, but still has pretty good sized naval.
Well, I can come back with a little bit. After he takes me out, depending on what he leaves.
Oh, that's what I wanted to look up. I want to see if I collect that $12 for Britain now, or if I collect it during purchase phase.
All money issues should be.
But we got a special.
Immediately.
We got a special situation with us.
Then you need to do that.
For our convoy centers.
Oh, you deduct?
Okay, collecting.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, I took that off a board or somewhere. I took that.
And this is still mine here?
Yeah, he's still on. No. Yes.
This is just convoy. Okay.
Okay, can I read this now?
Yes. Well, we needed to cover that.
Okay, collect income. This is the last part of your turn. Collect IPCs from the bank based on your current income level, as shown in the national production chart. This chart must be maintained to indicate the current amount of IPCs for each country, including income payable to the British player for the British convoy centers. Income derived from the British convoy center cannot be stockpiled. It must immediately be given to India or Australia or divided between the two countries in any manner the British player wishes. Okay, so I do that now. During collect, I collect whatever I got from my centers left. Did you spend this $20?
Yeah.
Okay. And divide it accordingly. So, I did give $12 to India last time. I think I'd like to give it to India this time. And I have to do it now. I cannot decide at the beginning of the turn that I want to give some to Australia. Money. He's got $75 to spend. Because if he takes New South Wales, he wins. But I gotta.
Dog, I know you're going to come back into Hawaii.
Any capital. Don't forget, Ray, that's your fucking goal. What? Getting to 22 or taking a capital.
I know.
I think you can win with only one capital, and I don't know about that.
No, it said I needed a couple
New South Wales?
Places down here. I needed.
You cannot reach New South Wales right now.
I needed.
No.
Can't read it. It's upside down.
Oh, in matter of fact, you can.
It's islands along there.
From where?
Philippines.
One. Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
How? One, two, three. One.
One, two. Drop off.
New South Wales is down.
Oh, that's down there. Never mind. I'm sorry. So that's my factory, not my capital.
I know, eh?
Weird.
Are you sure that's right?
I didn't place you in Spain.
I know, but double check it for me. Is that it's kind of hooked up. Maybe you got bumped?
Yeah, that'll change where I put my naval units, too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way. But. Industrial complex.
Last one at the bottom.
Oh, it is supposed to be in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Okay, it's supposed to be there. Doesn't change where I put those transports, but it does change where I gotta place my naval.
So, can I put two things here? Is that how it goes?
You got a factory there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, industrial production.
You know what? You could have used the Anzac players kind of down here too, eh?
Yeah.
You bought a factory for there, or you had one in Hawaii?
There.
Where?
Hawaii.
Starts with a factory in Hawaii. Nice.
See? We used to always put factories in Hawaii. But that's when it was unlimited.
Oh, it's worth one. Oh, unlimited.
No, it was unlimited.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
Horseshit? Yeah. Try to hold that factory for one round.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. The States is all over. Oh, look at you coming in with the cock.
It doesn't say here. I'll have to check the place here.
One, two, three.
Landed.
Oh.
I can also go five. It's actually one, two.
Equal to the IPC.
No, it's still three.
Income of that territory.
One. Two.
And?
Hang on.
That's how the air base works.
Yeah, I know, but it's five. It gives you a thing of five.
Yeah. Right. Unlimited.
It's unlimited?
Same as classic rules. If you own it at the beginning of the game, it's unlimited. If you captured it.
That changes everything.
If you captured it or purchased it for USA.
That changes everything.
He can put everything in Hawaii.
A little bit?
Little. He can put everything in Hawaii.
That changes everything.
Oh my god. Wow. That's huge.
It's a new factory I gotta make for this game. Gonna make a Hawaiian factory.
Pineapple trees.
I have a lay all over it.
You gonna lay it?
Yeah. We'll have pine trees.
Pine trees. There's no pine trees.
Palm trees.
There might be pine trees in Hawaii.
Well, I'm
but
sure
I've never
if
been
you
there.
Some type of pine, I guess, but I don't think so. Pine means snow.
Apple.
Pine means snow.
Yeah, where'd the word pine apple come from anyway?
Pineapple?
It's neither pine or apple in a pineapple.
Okay, let me rethink that. That there must be a pine.
Then
there's pines on the tree that makes pineapple.
Fucking Columbus thought North America was India. That's why our Native Americans are called Indians. Just because we called it a pineapple doesn't mean it's part pine.
We can't really blame it on him. We can't really blame it on him.
Yeah, we kind of can.
Not really. I don't think he made that claim.
What? That they're Indians?
There was another voyager that left. And when he went across, thought that he cleared and came back. Yes, I understand. But I don't think that was him. There was another guy, and I can't remember his name.
Shit, you're not talking about the Vikings. The Vikings did not name
the
Native
Americans.
No,
they were all up around, though.
Newfoundland.
They never really left the North Atlantic, those guys, did they?
Yeah, they landed in Newfoundland.
That's the North Atlantic.
It's North America. It's a different continent.
I'm talking the people that landed. Then they must have landed on the west coast then, because they came around thinking that they were looking for India and robbed them.
Maybe landed on the west coast. The Chinese, but there's no
documentation.
Hey, we
gotta put your guys down here, eh?
I didn't place any units. I moved those with transports. I only placed that sub and that destroyer this round.
I was thinking about coming down to here from here.
Must have
but I'm going up to here. I'm going here and here with Gary,
North Pacific
Gary,
rather than down to Australia.
Sorry, yeah, for listeners.
Okay.
To block all this.
Yeah, because you got to block Hawaii.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm
that Hawaiian factory just got.
That's why I'm blocking it now.
So
I was going to come down
bigger.
Here
oh
to to Queensland to
totally
help you,
different.
But
yeah.
I'm going up there now.
Anyways, that is true. That is true, and the Indians looked at it as a dumb white guy that got lost and
called them Indians. Yeah, even though they're nowhere near Indian.
No, that's what they thought they found.
Yeah, they thought they found Indians.
Landing on the west coast.
The east coast.
Why are these all here? Are these dead guys? I didn't purchase these.
Landing on the east coast of India.
These guys were
North America.
No, think they landed in India. On the east coast of India.
Sure.
Right? That's what they thought. They said Indians.
I don't know why you thought east coast of India. They thought they landed in India.
Right.
They thought that they came all the way across the ocean. They didn't know Atlantic Pacific. They called it the Atlantic, probably, but they didn't know
that there was land
there was
in between.
A big, gigantic landmass between Northeast. England and India.
Right. But I don't, what I'm saying is I don't think they actually came. Did they actually come from?
Came from Italy and Spain.
Through the Med. There was no going through the Med at that time.
Yes.
No, the Suez is fucking man-made.
They didn't come from.
They went around the tip of Africa.
Ready?
To get to India. They wanted a different way.
Right.
They came from the Med out Gibraltar.
Yes.
Straight across the Atlantic and
hit North
America.
You couldn't get through the Suez then.
No, you'd have to portage. And you can't portage a ship of the line.
I got one.
Unless you're Bugs Bunny and it's doodly-doodly-doodly. The oars come down and they just...
Although there was a history of slavery back then, I'm sure you could tell them to portage. Pick this ship out of the water.
And they were all trying to...
Weighs 15 tons. Well, then get some buddies.
Need more of you.
I'm not rolling so well yet. 2 4s.
There you go. 5 hits.
Not what I needed.
That doesn't matter. You got a lot of plates to sacrifice.
They're going to be scabbing her back and her capping or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep the planes in the air.
Anyways, well, my point is...
Hey,
if
you
want
to fight back instead of making points?
Yourself.
Where? Have you rolled?
Yeah.
Are those your hits?
5 times.
Aren't those all of your hits?
Why do you eat?
Are those all of your lunches?
What have I got?
Is that kindergarten cup?
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, fuck.
Stop eating other people's lunches! Shakes that real back in.
Fucking so exact. It's unbelievable.
Asshole, what are you looking at? Roll your defensive dice.
I'm gonna find those.
Threes.
Never
the
mind.
Threes. The same as the original.
No, it's not.
Classic.
Yeah, that's three. Yeah. I had to double
check. 18, one and three. Or 18, two, one and three.
Yeah, one and three. You mean 1, 3, 2, 18.
That's funny.
Sure. It's so funny. How many did you get of me? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I've been kicking my nose.
1, 2.
You can take all your meals.
1.
Hey, why aren't those guys on?
2.
Got a sub down there. Fucking
jump. No, because it's going here.
Mm.
I'm going to leave actually a good little force in each territory. This is going to go in one territory. This is going in another.
Okay, you got it covered. I thought maybe you missed something.
No.
Never mind.
Because the sub can go to here.
Yep.
And this guy can go there.
You need to roll a dice first.
We gotta kill that.
I gotta get rid of 2 more things.
One more fight.
Unless you pull out, and then I die.
All he's showing is a fight.
If you pull out, I die.
You hit me 4 times.
You can strategically pull out, and I die.
Take a whole naval.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I want to keep the carriers. I want to keep the carriers, though.
Okay, well then take the destroyers and sub.
Yeah, because the planes can still...
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of fighters to take out.
And I got a destroyer going down, a sub going down.
You gotta make me.
Yeah.
And sponge what? Fucking act. Yeah. Sponge transports.
Wait, do I have to move? Do I have to move these in? Because I was moving them in non-com.
Yeah.
Fight clear the waters.
Could have brought them in as a fight.
But it's,
in the
it's
fight
not
to
a fight.
Take hits.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that.
It's chintzy, but
yeah.
It's
I rolled my one. Okay.
You could have.
I answered my own question. Threes. 4 threes. Oh, we're in the Hawaiian Islands.
You only got one hit. You mean you're done?
Oh.
Hit. Where is the order of turn? I can't find it.
You're next. After China. China doing anything? China's not doing anything.
China can't really do anything, right? Like,
yeah, but it doesn't have the order of play.
Going up to here.
And it's got the order of play for that, but...
Everything to Hawaii with that sun blockers.
How can they go from there to there?
Naval base. 1, 2, 3.
Naval base to naval base. 3, Jizamujiks.
Yeah.
Where's your one?
I think that's it. This is a clusterfuck.
Does that include
chips?
Only friendly.
Can I have chips?
Friendly, yeah.
1, 2.
There's some chips right here, though.
4. I need a red one, actually.
Now we got a mixed combo. Like those chips are. Look at all the gray ones I got over there.
I got so many.
There's still a lot of Brits, left.
You know what? You remember those smaller ones that came with second edition 42?
Didn't like those.
I like them because they give you a lot more room. They're not as big around. But they had the green ones, right? Worth 3.
Right.
Those were cool.
Yeah.
Second edition global come with chips that fit the old style. Not super old, but the bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And green ones. So now I got green ones that we can use with all the other games.
And the greens are
3. But they're not the new style. I don't know why Global didn't come with the new style chip, the smaller one from second edition.
Yeah, that's...
They're nice, but there wasn't enough to put into Global.
Probably because not enough people have the second edition.
Probably because they fucking raced to get Global out and didn't have enough of those chips to put out. Which is dumb. I don't know. I don't know the story. All I know is I wish Global would have come with those new smaller chips.
I wanted to show you something while you're here. I don't think you've even seen this.
I hope it's not your penis because I've seen that. And I don't
want to
see it.
I don't want you to see that. What are you talking about? Where is that thing? It's here someplace.
Need a blow box.
What'd you do with all those...
You had a hard time, man.
What'd you do with those...
I threw those up.
Oh, well, then don't worry about
it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro.
I think you're talking about these up here.
Hockey stick? Oh, those guys.
I know.
Yeah,
no
puck.
Today I found out that there was a Black Baron. Do you know who he was? Whitman. German?
Walt Whitman? Famous writer?
No.
No.
Whitman was the Black Baron.
Would have been pronounced
like
Whitman.
What the Red Baron was to the sky, Black Baron was to the tank corps. Every fucking battle he went into, his tanks crushed and ruled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was called the Black Baron. Whitman was his name.
Sounds like a horrible human being.
And I got a list over there of Russian heroes from World War II. So I'm hoping to take the base and try to write the name of the hero on the base. It's going to be tough. But. All right. Should I get, what are you doing there, Doug?
Coasting.
Are you fucking
degenerates?
Yes, in Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm done.
You done? Okay, that's round one.
72, 73.
Take a picture of that.
Wait, what's this?
$72.
This is included in my price.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
bonus thing.
If he hits those, it knocks you down.
It's
Guy. Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur.
Okay, you're knocked down for that. Yeah, so you get $72. We're done round one. That's the end of round one of the Destruction Podcast. No, not, episode fucking whatever.
Cheers.
And,
cheers to round one of a lengthy game.
It'll get quicker now. We know the rules, sort of. The original Pacific game, and we're happy to play for you all. If you have any comments on anything that we've done, good or bad, hit us up at the Destruction Podcast. .blogspot.ca website, or destruction@gmail.com, or Twitter @destruction. Until then,
chug it like a poke talk, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead, fuck the zombies.
Good day, eh?